60s.
Yeah, well, that cellar where I played the bebop late at night when there's hardly anybody there, I'd start drifting off, like playing a little solo piano and drifting off into a little more atonal or abstract way of improvising, but maybe on top of a piece by a monk or something like that. And this stuff never went over with anybody, and especially my musicians. And if I tried it when they were playing, like with the group, if I tried to go a little bit, they'd just get frozen off it. I couldn't do it. They just wouldn't allow it. And so they reached a point where, because of the influx of the British rock band, the Stones and the Beatles around this time in the early 64, 65, them coming over, all this stuff sort of gelled for me that we had to close the cellar down because nobody was coming. The only jazz that you'd find if you went around to your friend's house that used to collect jazz, the only remaining group that jazz record that you might see would be Coltrane's Love Supreme, or maybe Kind of Blue by Miles Davis. A couple of records like that, and the rest, everybody switched to the Grateful Dead and the Stones and the dancing and that sort of thing. So that was the time when I figured, well, there's nowhere to play. I've always been interested in classical atonalists, Webern and Schoenberg, and then the American with the cage and his prepared piano and Charles Ives. You know, I listened to all that stuff. Stravinsky, of course, and Bartok, and all that stuff. So I figured I got to find a way to improvise these kinds of sounds. And so that's, I guess you could use the old-fashioned word swing musicians used. What we did would have been called woodshedding. That is, you don't perform in public, you just get by yourselves, and that's what the three of us did, and till we came up with this way of playing. And I was lucky to get these two, they're both 20 years younger than me, and they both had the background, especially Greg in bebop, and he didn't do all that much playing, some of it in that way, and he was all ready to just cut loose. And the bass player, I don't think he had played much jazz, but what he'd played like classical, cello, and that kind of stuff, and even wind instruments. So he had a good backing on kind of semi far out classical, and so he just figured out a way to play what we were doing almost immediately, and it just came together. That's all. So,